Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Miranda Lambert fans are mad at her for scolding fans at one of her shows. So Miranda was performing and saw some gals in the crowd taking a selfie.
Heaven forbid. Take a selfie at a concert.
And she was not happy about it.
Scolding. Why is she so concerned with the two girls taking a selfie at her concert?
She was distracted. She wants her fans there to listen to the music, and she was insulted.
What she was strumming, though, on guitar sounded like maybe like one of those meaningful songs. Because she's got one about her house that she grew up in that...
The house that built me.
Yeah, I'd get pissed off if somebody was doing that.
So there should be some kind of sign that says, hey, this song is appropriate to take selfies through. And it felt
catty.
It felt real entitled. Like, they're paying, if they're up that close anyway, they're spending a good amount of money on that ticket, right?
That's what I was about to say. I feel like if I pay good money to come see you in concert, I can take as many selfies of myself as I want to.
And it's, yes, absolutely. Ask your fans not to throw crap at you on stage in the hopes that you don't lose an eye. I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Telling your and scolding them and calling them out for taking a selfie at a concert, like, come on, man.
Hey, you're the artist. You get to make the rules, right? So I have been to much smaller venues where they take your phone away. When you and I went to go see Dave Chappelle way back in the day, right?
Lock your phone up.
And they take it. It's almost like a phone valet. They take it and you can't take pictures. So if that's something that she wants to institute at her concerts, she certainly can. I mean, I think it's going to take a lot of labor for 12, 15, 20,000 people. But if she's going to be offended by that and kick people out or stop her show, it just felt really, I was really off put.
All right. Kristen, I got one for you. What if it's the Dixie Chicks singing Traveling Soldier about a soldier that got killed and somebody's smiling, laughing, taking a selfie?
Then I'm assuming they're not paying attention to what song is on. I'm not going to get offended by that.
I've told you guys before, I don't even listen to the words of songs. All I listen to is the beat. It could be the saddest song in the world. I'd have no idea.
Because I have a connection to that song, but I can't expect everybody to react the same, like, or have the same same connections I do. That's where, like, you have to manage your expectation of people. They could be drunker. They are not paying attention. And so, like, if I'm at a concert and that song is playing, I'm going to be engaged in it, but I'm not going to be worried about what other people around me are doing because they may not have that same connection to the song that I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's like your most hardcore fans that have just paid that much money to be that close to you that they could take a selfie with you singing your songs in the background. I would have taken it as a compliment, but she's different.
Yeah, well, there's 30,000 people in the stands, and she felt the need to call them out. Actually, NBC News individually interviewed one of the women that was called out. She said that she felt like she was back in school with the teacher scolding her for doing something wrong and sit back down and stay in her place. So, not great. The Golden Bachelor will be 71-year-old Jerry Turner. We announced the news yesterday. He's a silver fox. First time now that I'm hearing that it's actually Gary and not Jerry. Sorry, Gary. But I cannot wait for this season. I think it's going to be so good seeing all the grannies fight over their knitting needles and whatnot.
I'm down for Gary.
I am really interested. I said this yesterday to see if there is a difference in attitude of the women at an older age as opposed to a younger age that you usually get. And I'm going to make this prediction now as I did yesterday. This show is not about this dude. It's about the daughters. that are watching their dad go through this and how they handle the women that he wants to go out with?
See, I think it's going to be less catty drama, and I think it's going to be more centered around like those, you know how every contestant has like a sob story? Mm-hmm. They take him out to dinner, it's the one-on-one date, and they're like, so tell me about yourself. And it's like, well, I actually had a heart attack at 3. These women have had so much more life experience that they're going to have really incredible stories, I think.
We're going to cry every episode.
100%.
And the venues are going to change so much, because during the Bachelor, Bachelorette, there's these beautiful candlelit dinners, right? These guys are going to be sleeping by 5 o'clock. They're eating by 4. They're both out by 5, right? There's no like overnight suite thing because everybody's going to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
They have their flashlight out to read their menus. Somebody suggested that one of the destinations should be the Villages, so I will be very excited for that.
Not if they don't want to come back with something.
Britney Spears isn't just teasing new music, she's teasing a new collab. I'll play you the clip on your next Evas on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.